There's a famous Rambam in Hilchos, at the end of Hilchos Megillah, that the 24 books of Tanakh will be bato, well, not all 24, Chutz Michamisha Chumshei Torah, the five books of Moses, and Megillah's Esther. All the other books of Nach will become Asidim Lubato. And it's a very difficult Rambam. Like, what do you mean? The Torah is never going to change. What do you mean? We're not going to have the books of Yoshua, Shmuel, etc. What does it mean exactly? So there's a general discussion in the contemporary acronym, the ones that are not alive now, or like at least 2 out of 3. So there's a piece in the Pachad Yitzchak by Reb Yitzchak Huttner and in different places. And the shaila is, how do you, everyone agrees the five books of Moses is viewed as Torah Shebikzav, and the Mishnah, Gemara, everything else is Torah Shebaal Peh. What is the status of Nach, Neviim, and Ksuvim? Is Nach considered Torah Shebikzav or Torah Shebaal Peh? Because on one hand, it's given, obviously, it's the book, it's given over in writing, but by the Torah, it was Moshe Rabbeinu writing word for word. We know when it comes to Neviim, if two Neviim give the same prophecy, you know, one's a Navi Sheker because it has their own interpretation of it. So how do we view Nach? It seems to be a gray area. Is it Torah Shebikzav or is it viewed as Torah Shebaal Peh? My nafkamina, what's the difference whether Navi is considered Torah Shebikzav or Torah Shebaal Peh? Either way, of a mitzvah Talmud Torah, L'chaira. So there are different nafkaminas. One is from Rav Yitzchak Huttner, as I mentioned. He quotes, we know there's a halacha, but Dvarim Shebikzav, Iyata Rashay Laomro Baal Peh. That it's halacha that the ring law cannot be said al peh. So obviously Torah Shebaal Peh can't be said al peh. So the nafkamina is not, so can you memorize, could you read the book of Shmuel by heart? Could you take something in Nach and recite it Baal Peh? So there's a Tosis in Tamura. It's a Tosis in Tamura, and if you doubt on the base, two opinions on the matter. If Neviim and Ksuvim are labeled Torah Shebikzav or Torah Shebaal Peh, the major nafkamina. If it's labeled Torah Shebikzav, then l'chor you can't recite it Baal Peh. But if Nach is considered Torah Shebaal Peh, then obviously you can. So based on Tosfos and Tamura, there's what to talk about. There's a Mishnah Brura in Simin Mem Tez when he talks about, can you say Tehillim Al Peh? So the Chafetz Chaim writes, he gives different reasons. He says, yeah, since everyone knows it, you're familiar with Tehillim, you say Tehillim all the time, so the effort Tehillim can be said, but it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that ordinarily Nach cannot be said Al Peh. You have to come up with the reason why Tehillim. So it seems to be two days in Tosis and Tamura on whether Nach is Torah Shebikzav or Torah Shebaal Peh. The minhag seems to be mekel that people do memorize different parts of Nach. It's another principle, Rav Zelig Epstein, he used to teach in Torah Vadas, now he has a yeshiva in Queens. So he says, we know we have the Yud Gimel Midah Shah Torah and the Jeshet Behem, which we say every day in davening. So we know they apply to Torah Shebikzav, and they don't apply to Torah Shebaal Peh. What about, could we learn now, could we use the Yud Gimel Midosh and Dreshet Ben, could we use it for Nach? So he says it depends, it's the issue. If Knox considered to be Torah Shabbat Ksav, then why not? Of course you can. And if Knox considered Torah Shabbat Peh, it's a no-go. A third Nafkamina from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has the following Shaila in terms of, let's say, in Yerideya, the Gemara in Kedusha, in Yerideya, the Gemara talks about a father being obligated to teach his kid. So the Machaba writes, you know how far it goes to Chiyav to teach your child Torah? Even if you have to pay, even to hire a Malamed. So that's what the Machaba writes, by Torah Shebeksav, you have obligation even to hire someone and pay money. However, in the Shulchan Aruch says, Torah Shabbat Peh, you still have a chiyuv to teach them, but you don't have a chiyuv to spend money on it. So, in fact, that's what Post, I think Rav Pam used to say, that's why tuition for Al Peh, you could take off Maisa money, because the rule is, you only can take off Maisa money on something you're not obligated. If I'm obligated to teach my kid Torah Shabbat Ksav, I can't use it as Maisa. But if I'm not obligated, I do what I can. You know, whether you get a tax receipt, that's a separate discussion. So if it's about, so that's the question. Am I mechuyev to teach my child? Well, am I obligated to pay a tutor to teach my child? Nah. So I definitely have to do Torah Shabbat Ksav. Torah Shabbat Peh, I'm not mechuyev. Nah, that would be the issue here. And whether you're mechuyev to hire a tutor, that's the third nafkamina. Fourth nafkamina, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, you know, he writes this, I think, in the Hakdama to the MS of Yaakov, and also the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says this one as well, that we have a tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah Shabbat, was taught Torah Shabbat Ksav during the day, and Torah Shabbat at night. It makes sense, Rav Yaakov says, well, very logical, because they didn't have lights. So you need to read during the day, so you're learning Torah Shabbat Ksav, and at night you learn Torah Shabbat Peh. So the question, what about learning Nach at night? So that's the issue. So if Nach is Torah Shabbat Peh, then yes. If Nach is Torah Shabbat Ksav, then no. So Rabbi Yaakov points out that, right, so then the question is, that would be another nafkamina. We could learn it Nach Baal Peh, but the one the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Rav Yaakov point out as well, maybe a fifth nafkamina is, what about reading the words? If I read, take out a chumash and read Bereishis Baro Akim, so even though, assume I don't understand the word I'm reading, there's still an Indian, there's some element of Talmud Torah when you read the words, because it's Sumo Shel Torah. Those are the words of God, the words of Moshe at Har Sinai, so there's something to it. You read a Mishnah in Baba Kama or in Ksuvah, you don't understand the word you're saying. I guess it's better than reading other things, but you know, there's no Kiyum Talmud Torah. Maybe, depends, maybe you'll get Skar for trying. As Rashi writes, the Skar Halicha is, no one understands the Shir, the Skar is for coming. So you might get star for it, for the effort, but in terms of, let's say, from a pure Talmud Torah, if you don't understand when you're reading Torah Shabbat Peh, it's meaningless. So what about Nach? Could I read the words of Nach without understanding them? So that's what Rav Yaakov points out. That's the difference. The words are important. So therefore, you get star. But Al Peh, But Navi, but a Navi, as it says, two Navim don't give the same prophecy, so therefore it should turn out that two prophets don't come at the same time. Therefore, really, Nach has the status of Torah Shabbat Peh. That could be the issue as well. There's a different minhagim in different shuls. Some are machmir when they read the Haftorah, they read it from a kra. So you know when you read it from a Sefer Torah, a missing letter is pasul. What about reading it from a Navi? So we know about Megillas Esther, it's called an Igeris, if as long as you have, if it's less than 49% pasul. But what about reading from the kra? So, the Rav Reis asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he told them try to fix it. Yet it's known in many shuls, in Rav Moshe's shul, that the nach was in terrible condition if they used it. So that's the issue. If your whole nach is Torah Shabbat Sav, you should try to fix it. If your nach is Alpeh, what's the difference? What's the difference when the kaf looks like you're reading the Alpeh anyway? And that's how Rav Huttner explains. That's the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam wanted to know, what's pshat in the Rambam? All 24 books. All 24 books are, all 24 books are Asidim Lubatso, except for the Chamishei Chum Shentur and Megillas Esther. Alright, what's pshat? The Torah would never change. And Rashi writes, what's the Talmud Chacham? Someone who knows the 24 books of Tanakh, among other things. So how could you tell me, Mashiach, these books are B'teila? So Rav Huttner explained that no. That is, no. The Rambam's not saying you don't get Talmud Torah for learning them. The issue is, Nach, when it becomes Bato, it's still going to remain, the question what it is before, but it's definitely going to remain Torah Shabbat Peh. The Rambam doesn't say it won't, because that's what all the Nevi'im who gave, besides the 48 Nevi'im who didn't make it into the cut, what's happened to all that stuff? It's all Talmud Torah. The only machlokas is, does it retain its Torah Shabbat Sav status or not? But of course Nevi'im are going to be butter in the sense we're not going to learn them. And that's what Rav Huttner pointed out. Everyone agrees Nach is both, has a status as elements of Torah Shabbat Sav and Torah Shabbat Peh. The only issue is, how do we categorize it? But everyone agrees to the Yisod. And that's why and Reb Tzedek also has a similar Yisod. Then, you know, the Nach have an aspect of Torah Shabbat Peh as well as Torah Shabbat Sav. And that's, I think, Reb Huttner says, we say in the Brachas Av Torah, in the Nevi'im Tovim, and we also say, Avokhev or Moshe, the Torah of Moshe Avdo. What does Moshe have to do with things? It is an aspect of Torah Shabbat Sav. And in fact, that's what Rav Tzedek explains as well. We know that the Yisod of Torah Shabbat Peh comes from the Gerim. Rabbi Akiva was a descendant of the Ger, of Gerim. And without Rabbi Akiva, it says, Torah Shabbat Peh would be forgotten. We know Stam Mishnah, Rav Meir, Yisro, so we see clearly Torah Shabbat Peh will remain. And it comes from the mysterious Nevi. And as well, just to conclude, that's what I think if Soloveitchik has a pshat, there's a whole discussion about the status of Sefer Dvarim. So there's Machokas, the Gra, and Rav Chaim Balazhin, and the Gra based on the Gemara and the end of Megillah, that the Dvarim is on a lower level than the first four. First four are, whatever it means exactly, went directly from Moshe to Nevuah. The fifth book was, as Rotosa says, to Ruach HaKodesh, whatever it means exactly. But it's on a lower level. And Rav Chaim Balazhin says, no, it's the opposite. Dvarim is on a higher level. And I guess the Rav explaining Rav Chaim Balazhin, or, you know, there's different, that's a different raya, is that he calls Sefer Dvarim is the Torah Shabbat Peh of the Torah Shabbat Ksav. That's where he had more human input, so therefore it's even on a higher madrega. So that's the issue by Sefer Dvarim between the Gra and Rav Chaim Balazhin. In the way of Soloveitchik puts it, that could be the issue whether Sefer Dvarim is labeled on a certain level. Everyone agrees it's Torah Shabbat Ksav, but on a certain level, it's also an aspect of Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's the machlokes we have by Nevi'im, what is it labeled? The Nafka Mina, whether you could say things Baal Peh, if it's Torah Shabbat Ksav, no. about whether your Gimel Midos apply or not, if it's Torah Shavik Sav, yes. And then we had the third Nafkamina as well, whether you're obligated, only obligated to pay for Torah Shavik Sav, so that would be the Nafkamina if you're obligated to pay for Nach. Whether it's only or not, it's not an issue, but whether it's L'chadchila to learn Nach at night. If it's Torah Shavik Sav, no. If it's Torah Shavik Sav, yes. Number five, if you read the words without understanding it. And that's the sort of Rav Huttner really everyone agrees it's both. The question is how you label, and that's the issue by the cloth of the Haftorah, whether they have to be kosher or not. And that's the Yisoda of Torah Shabbat Peh, is it's man's input. It's easy come, easy go. So therefore, that was the mysterious nefesh of Rabbi Akiva, Rameyer, Yisro, etc. And that's the discussion regarding the status of Nach, whether it's going to be retained or whether it has the status of Torah Shabbat Sav or Torah Shabbat Peh or both.